This is Dr. Schneider giving a 12-lead EKG on patient Richard McCauley, MC, capital C-A-U-L-E-Y. On 8/21/24, Mr. McCauley performed a 12-lead EKG, period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. I'm sorry, patient has got a sinus bradycardia, period. QRS complexes appear to be normal. T waves normal, period. PR interval is 0.20, period. Therefore, first degree heart block is also noted, period. New paragraph, sinus bradycardia, first degree heart block, otherwise normal EKG. Next. Then post bronchodilator spirometry on Christopher McMullen. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 8/21/24, Mr. McMullen performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction, period. There was further improvement after bronchodilators, consistent with either improved effort or slight bronchodilator response. Period. New paragraph impression, normal study with mild bronchoreactivity versus improved effort after bronchodilators, and compared to a study data 9/8/22, there's been improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kathleen with a K. Christensen. This goes to Dr. Galthier. On 8/21/24, Mrs. Christensen performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sharon Lake. This goes to Dr. Zastro. On 8/21/24, Mrs. Lake performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. Without airways obstruction, period, there was no significant bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study data, 2/13/24, there's been no change, period. No paragraph impression, normal study, period. I'm dictating. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Tina Godley, G-O-D-L-E-Y. This goes to Jennifer Culley, comma, PA. On 8/21/24, Mrs. Godley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of forced vital capacity, leaving the patient with a mild degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/28/23, there's been improvement, period. New paragraph impression, minimal airways obstruction, with reversibility after bronchodilators, period. There's improvement compared to a prior study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Philip Peacock. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 8/21/24, Mr. Peacock performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Yes. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. There's a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, period. New paragraph impression, mild restriction with mild airways obstruction with mild bronchoreactivity, and when compared to a prior study dated 4/10/24, there is improvement, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Brown. This goes to Dr. Carnahan. On A2124, Mr. Brown performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study data 2A24. There's been no change period to paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Thank you.